This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hyman working with Kane to the right corner. Hyman on the inboards, out to Kane, to Henrik, score!
Oh, look out!
Oh, we got a tilt as Hill was going after Kane. The Edmonton Oilers are up 2-0.
Hurricanes over the Caps. Carolina leads Washington 3-1, and Edmonton leads the Golden Knights 3-1 with the 3-0 victory last night. That was the call on Oilers Radio, and hopefully the Dallas Stars can get to 3-1 as well after Game 4 tonight. It's a preview here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Now, Gavin Spittle vouched for this guy. He said he's an absolute beast. He's got the nice setup right now, so we're off to a good start on the fan cam, Twitch, and Zoom. Connor Rabchek is joining us, Winnipeg Jets writer, to preview Game 4 here on The Fan. Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Gavin, for vouching for me. Gavin's my guy. We've done many podcast appearances back and forth. He's a legend. And I'm coming to you live from sunny and hot Winnipeg, where it's 98 degrees Fahrenheit today.
No so, way.
Yeah, Winnipeg's not always cold.
98?
98 is the high Fahrenheit.
We're supposed to be getting 95 today.
Yeah, but yeah. We're 1,000 miles south.
Yeah, they do. They got us beat today. Tomorrow will be 100, though. So
for here or there?
Yeah,
for here.
Well, this weekend we go back down to like below freezing. So it's short-lived.
That's good. That's good.
What bar is that you're in?
No, this is a green screen.
I know.
It's a green screen. Okay. That's not as cool. We thought, man, he's got a whole setup.
No, we did not think it was a whole setup. We knew it was a green screen. We were just having fun trying to get people on the fan cam. Connor, your thoughts on the series so far and where we are?
Yeah, I think it's two cup contenders going back and forth with counter punches. I mean, game one was all Mikko Rantanen in Winnipeg. That was such an impressive performance. The Jets just couldn't stop him. I mean, no one else on the Stars was really that impressive in game one except for Rantanen, and the Stars won home ice advantage back with that game. The Jets respond. Connor Hellebuck looks like he's back with the shutout in game two. And then game three has been the story of the Winnipeg Jets postseason so far, where they can't win on the road. They haven't won on the road in St. Louis. They didn't win on the road in game three. And it's always a 2 to 5 minute stretch where they just lose it. And in that game, it was the third period. It was the long review, the controversial goal. Mikko Rantanen scores 50 seconds later. The Jets just don't handle that moment well. And they're down 2-1 in this series. And this game tonight is such a huge one because the Jets haven't won on the road in the playoffs so far. And they've been great at home. They've defended home ice well. But if you go down 3-1 to a team that may or may not have Miro Heiskanen back tonight, but expected to get him back in the series, that's a tough deficit to pull yourself out of. So big one tonight.
So, Connor, when you get a team like that's got an elite goaltender like Winnipeg, like a lot of times that
Had one.
Yes, regular season. But that goalie can mask a lot of deficiencies on the team. And then, you know, when he doesn't have a great game, you see what happens. Is that kind of what has gone on, especially on the road for y'all?
I will say last year, the Jets had a lot of deficiencies and they got bounced in like 5 games against the Avs in the first round. So I think Connor Hellebuck covered up a lot last year. But this year it was supposed to be different. They had the number one power play in the league. Their underlying metrics were great. They were one of the best defensive teams at, you know, not allowing shots, not allowing chances. And then when they would give up chances, Connor Hellebuck would obviously be there to stop it. And he's a Hart Trophy candidate for that reason. In the playoffs, maybe your deficiencies get exposed a little bit more. So maybe that's what it is. On the road, I will say the Jets don't have last change. And one of the biggest weaknesses maybe for this Jets team is their, you know, bottom of the lineup defense pairings or forward core. So when that group is out there tired after an icing and the Stars can throw out Roope Hintz, Mikko Rantanen, and Thomas Harley, that is maybe a situation where the Jets don't have an answer for it. And they're hoping for their goaltender to bail them out. And on the road so far in these playoffs, their goaltender hasn't bailed them out. He hasn't played at a Hart Trophy level on the road. And that goes hand in hand with the Jets falling apart in these 5 minute stretches on the road. It's Connor Hellebuck as well. You could use a save in these moments and they're just not getting one.
Are Jets fans starting to turn on him a little bit? How much panic is setting in?
Jets fans aren't turning on him per se. I mean, after game two, when he shut out the Stars, everyone was, he's back. He's Connor Hellebuck's back. Bad news for the rest of the NHL. All of those things. I will say on the road, if he puts up another one tonight, it's going to be interesting. But even in round one, when he got pulled in all three road games, there were some people calling for the backup. But even then, it's like, this guy was a Hart Trophy candidate. Like, if Connor McDavid has four rough games in a row, you're not benching him if you're the Edmonton Oilers, right? So I think the fan base still he still has the support of the fan base, especially at home. I mean, every game when he gets announced, there's these loud MVP chants inside Canada Life Center. And it's now up to Connor Hellebuyck to put that performance forward on the road in a game where the Jets really need it. Because like I said, a 3-1 deficit to the Stars would be tough.
Connor Rabchek, Winnipeg Sports Talk, joining us here, 105.3 The Fan, Stars of the Jets tonight. All right. He's annoying, man. He annoys me. The eye thing. He's the anthem's going on the other day, and he's doing some little dance like he's getting ready. He's a tryhard. Like, does he not annoy you guys? Like, he's so annoying to me.
No, not at all.
You should change your first name because of it.
Yeah, I would consider that.
Yeah, exactly. Every goalie does that. No. I think every goalie does the little twitch thing during the anthem and does the eye thing, but it's become such a thing for Connor Hellebuyck. That's the only thing that they know him as is the eye thing. But like every goalie does eye exercises. I don't know. I don't hate him for that. I think it's funny that that's what they've latched onto. That's what I'll say.
Did you agree with the kick ruling as they're calling it, and how many Winnipeg fans are crying foul that we got screwed in the pivotal game three moment?
I personally disagreed with it. I know a lot of Winnipeg fans, like every Winnipeg fan disagreed with it. Every Dallas fan agreed with it. Obviously, that's how these controversial calls almost always go. I will say, you know, I thought it was a distinct kicking motion. And I think that's where things are getting lost here. Because if you think it's a kick, then Connor Hellebuyck deflects it in, and that should be no goal. But if you don't think it's a kick and he's kind of just redirecting it, then Connor Hellebuyck propels the puck into his own net. And I could see where some of that language kind of changes, whether or not it's a distinct kicking motion or not. So having a few days here to sit on it, I do understand the rationale that the refs came to, that they didn't think it was a kick. Connor Hellebuyck then propelled the puck in. That counts as a goal. Again, in real time, it just looked like the puck bounced seven different ways and went in. So in real time, you're not saying, oh my goodness, that's a kick, that shouldn't count. I will say, after looking at it from a million different angles, you might come to the conclusion that it shouldn't count. But the biggest thing for me, and I've said this a couple times now, is how the Jets handled that. And they haven't handled that well in the playoffs at all. It's long review. It doesn't go your way. And they just collapse. They let in another goal in the next minute. And then they don't generate a single scoring chance from that point forward in the game. Like, it's just, that was the game. It was over. And it was a one goal game with 15 and a half minutes left. And the Jets just showed no life. So whether or not, you know, the call goes your way or not, the Jets didn't respond to it well.
Connor, you know, one of the things that was a big talk.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Talking point, and I guess a big fear for Stars fans heading into this series was the physicality that Winnipeg could present. And, you know, the book on Dallas, a lot of times it felt like was just a finesse hockey team that if you punched them in the mouth a little bit, then that would knock them out of their game. The last couple of games, I mean, game one, just a giant disparity in terms of hits like it had been during the regular season matchups. A lot closer the last two games, Dallas winning both of those. Has the evened out physicality at all surprised you? And do you think that's part of the reason why Winnipeg's having trouble?
Maybe. I will say round one against the Blues was maybe the most physical series I've ever seen in my life between the Jets and Blues. Like, that was just an absolute bloodbath. And then game one of the Jets and Stars, I was almost sitting there like, where are all the hits? Like, what is going on here? This is the playoffs still. Game three, I will say Dallas really took it to the Jets, I thought, in the physicality department, especially on home ice, getting that the crowd behind them and using that. I really thought that they did that quite well and punched the Jets in the mouth per se. And it'll be interesting to see, because the Jets' third pair in the Blues series was Logan Stanley and Luke Shen, two tall physical defensemen. And they swapped both of those players out in game two of this series and game three for more puck moving mobile defensemen. So they're kind of going away from that punch your opponent in the mouth physicality style. They're trying to play a puck possession finesse game, which, like you say, is probably the Stars' bread and butter. So it'll be interesting to see if the Jets go back to that physicality element. I do think that that is a way to beat the Stars. The Stars were 31st in the league during the regular season in hits. So maybe the physicality element is somewhere where the Jets could press a little bit more in this series. And it is hopefully, I mean, you guys are obviously hoping that this series ends in five and Dallas wins out. But if this is going to be a long series, that's maybe a place where you could wear your opponent down over the course of a seven game series.
Connor, what was your prediction before the series and where do you stand now?
I said Jets in six just because Pete DeBoer doesn't lose game sevens. So I would say Jets in seven, but like you can't do that because Pete DeBoer doesn't lose game sevens, right? My prediction now, I mean, tonight is so huge. It still technically could be Jets in six, but the way that they've played on the road, it feels like they'll have to win at home to close this series out. You know, I just can't see the Jets winning on the road to close out a series. So it would have to be Jets in seven. I'm a lot less confident about that pick. Let's just say that because the Jets lost home ice in game one when Dallas won with the Mikko Rantanen hat trick. And now here we are down 2-1. You're on the road. The Jets haven't shown up on the road in these playoffs yet. So I think the Stars definitely have the upper hand in this series. And my Jets in six pick is looking a lot more like Stars in six or maybe Stars in seven. We'll see.
Connor, so we need help here. Give us a good hockey analytics site because Bobby over here uses Money Puck. That's the only thing he references.
Awesome.
Is it? Give us a good analytics site for hockey that we can use to get rid of that.
I use Natural Stat Trick, so it's a little bit less of like Money Puck is very, very, very good for what you're looking for. If you're just looking for like goalie stats and how many goals are saving above expected and things like that. And they do a great job of sorting things out by line. So if you're wondering how the Mikko Rantanen line has done in this series, you could easily go sort by playoffs and look at that entire line. Natural Stat Trick is a little bit more game by game. So if you go to their site, you'll see a massive bracket and you can click on a series and you go into each game. But that stat I referenced, how the Jets did not generate a high danger chance in the third period of game three, that's from Natural Stat Trick. So you can look period by period, how teams are, you know, dominating, whether or not a team is getting off to good starts. That's another thing. The Jets have not gotten out to a good start basically this entire playoff run. And the stats support that, the underlying metrics, if you will, the scoring chances, high danger chances. So Natural Stat Trick, I use that a lot in my articles and my research.
Connor, the bar sign on your back wall says Winnipeg Sports Talk. So I'm curious, when I turn on Winnipeg Sports Talk, what is the number two topic? Judging by your wall, it's like the LA Rams. Am I reading that correctly? What's the number two? What's the number two topic on Winnipeg Sports Talk Radio?
That actually is a Winnipeg Blue Bombers jersey. So CFL, Canadian Football League, that is the number two topic on Winnipeg Sports Talk. Because, well, okay, during hockey season, it's all hockey all the time. But in the summer, we got the Goldeyes CFL. We've got the Sea Bears is like a Canadian basketball league. We've got the Goldeyes as a Canadian, you know, baseball team, very minor league stuff. But, wow, you know, it's Winnipeg, small town, big city. You know, what's the kind of an identity crisis kind of thing? No, but CFL football, definitely. The Bombers have made five straight Grey Cups. So they've made it to the Super Bowl of the CFL five straight years. It's only a 9-team league. And won twice, but they sell out a ton. It's a party atmosphere. The Bombers are definitely the second topic there.
And you know who spent 3 years on Winnipeg Blue Bombers rosters, guys? Old Dallas Cowboys legend Lucky Whitehead.
Oh, that's right.
Whitehead. Yeah.
Connor, you lived up to the hype.
Lucky loves Winnipeg.
Yeah, you lived up to the hype, man. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the series.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Connor Rabchek joining us, Winnipeg Jets writer, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and Zoom. It's time for the Red Zone. RJ has more NFL schedule releases, and Stephen Jones answering the concerns over George Pickens' character. Red Zone on the home of the Cowboys after this.
After we get you over to Platinum Ford in Terrell, it is, of course, the Stephen Gilchrist Own Store. Gilchrist Automotive hooking you up with that Ford car, truck, SUV, PlatinumFord.com, right between I-20 and Highway 80. Worth the short drive to Terrell to save a lot more. Adam Vinci, the GM, Tolo. Tolo, baby. Tell him I sent you over there and what you're looking for, and he's going to hook you up. It's employee pricing time right now, so what they pay is what you get to pay. But here's a little added perk just for our listeners. You got to mention my name, RJ Choppy. Or mention the fan, and Adam's going to hook you up on a free bed liner if you buy a truck or free window tint if you get an SUV. Right now, F-150 XLT. After all the discounts and the rebates, you're getting about 11 grand off. It's 53,000 for you, plus 2.9% for 60 months. The F-150 Platinum, you can get it for less than 75 grand, 4.9% for 60 months. Huge selection of Super Duties, largest you're going to find. F-450s, 350s, 250s, full-size Broncos, Raptor F-150s, the all-new Ford Lightning, and they're all at employee pricing. Right now, PlatinumFord.com to customize it or drive a little further to save a lot more at Platinum Ford.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.